What is Mara? How does it cause hindrances?
Mara, or more, in Mandarin, has the meaning of something that can snatch away a person's life, hinder virtuous deeds, disturb and harass people, and damage Buddhist missions. Mara hindrances are the obstructions to a cultivator of the right path. In the course of his cultivation, a Buddhist practitioner will encounter numerous torments and obstructions that arise both from his internal and external environments. If his resolve is not firm, then meeting with just a bit of karmic hindrances will raise worrisome concerns and apprehensions, such that he loses faith in his practice on the path. Then, the army of Mara will enter and take advantage of his weaknesses. By various means, it will tempt him, deliver blows to him, and provoke him, so that he may lose his clarity of mind and confidence in the Dharma. As a result, for the rest of his life, he may become lost in the sea of worldly desires and bask in the fires of lust and desire for lifetime after lifetime, mistaking desires for happiness and being oblivious to the horror of the fiery inferno of the three worlds of existence. Therefore, Mara hindrances are capable of terminating a person's wisdom life. Thus, a cultivating Buddhist needs to always have repentance, compassion, and shame arising in his heart. Towards all people, he should extend his compassion and loving kindness. He should be outwardly modest, respectful, and polite, whilst cultivating humility inwardly. He should bring convenience to others and exercise his wisdom in accommodating the natural flow of causality. Additionally, his words should offer consolation and encouragement, and he should not be attached to the form of self or others when dealing with people or other matters. In this way, he will eliminate the hindrances of his karma and gain the respect and admiration of everyone, as there will be no way in for the Mara. It will then retreat in the face of its difficulties.